barrel hope.
Okay, and in a bottle, you would, to keep it shut, would stick in a...
cork.
And for driving nails, you already mentioned you'd use a...
a hammer.
All right, and the object sticking out the front of a wagon, you have your horses on both sides. The, I believe the yokes are fastened back to the front.
That'd be the wagon tongue.
And for the buggy, the wooden pieces coming out to both sides, and you put the horse in between, we call those the...
shavs.
And that part of the, well, part of the hitches fastens to the wagon, and you would hitch a single horse to it. The tugs are fastened to it.
Single tree?
Single tree, yeah.
And you call two of them...
Double tree.
That's an evener, can be used an evener.
If a man goes out and collects a load of wood and brings it back to his wagon, on his wagon, you would say he was doing what he was?
Cutting wood.
And then after he cut the wood and put it on the wagon, start bringing it in, he is?
Hauling it in.
All right. In the spring, or certainly in the fall, you do this, breaking ground with a getting ready to sow crops in the spring. You use, turn your soil over, you
use a plow.
All right. And then, of course, in the spring, to get it workable, a tool that has spikes running down.
Yeah, harrow.
And what would you call that?
Spike duplicator. Harrow.
All right. For transporting stones off a field, what would you call that? Doesn't have any...
stone boat.
All right. And the object used by boys in the wintertime to slide down a hill.
Sled.
And there are other kinds. If they're horse-drawn, you would call it a...
bobsled.
Or a...
sleigh.
Cutter.
And a cutter.
So we'll call it a cutter, a one-horse cutter. Uh-huh. That's for one horse.
Yes. The supports you would use for wood, if you wanted to saw it into certain shapes or sizes, maybe kindling wood or boards for carpentry work. What would you call those supporting?
Well, them would be trestles.
All right.
Some of them call them horses.
All right. For dusting off your clothes, you would use a
toothbrush.
Brush.
And to sharpen up the straight edge razor.
Strap. Razor strap.
All right. And what you'd put into a rifle. Made of a
shell.
Or another, maybe another word for it?
Cartridge.
And the, you find them on playgrounds at schools even yet today. A board, one kid on one end, one
teeter-totter.
On the other.
Teeter totter, yeah.
And the object for carrying coal, kind of a bucket.
Coal bucket. Coal scuttle.
All right. Anything else?
Coal hod. That's when you carry it on your shoulder.
Oh, it is. Would you make that distinction for me? How would you carry it on your shoulder? In a container of some kind?
Yeah, they're kind of like a basket, like, you know, used to when people burned coal and lived on the upper story, why the coal hauler would have to carry this coal up to them.
Oh, I see. So to get it up to that second floor, he carried a basket on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And that was the coal hod.
Mm-hmm. Just like a mud hod, you know, you put it on your shoulder for the masons, you know.
Yes. Well, I learned a lot last night, and I'm learning a lot tonight.
We're dumb people, we.
Oh, no, you're not, sir. No, indeed. Well, it's got a wheel in front and two handles in the back, carry gravel and so forth in it.
Be a wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And for sharpening a scythe, you stick it in your hip pocket, take it along with you, and you're knocking down weeds and you sharpen.